It was a Saturday afternoon when we all got together. Hannah E.E. Epstein, the author of the amazing play Not One Batu. Lele'ae Kahale Puna Wong, known as Buffy, is Ma in that play. Michelle Navarro Ishiki, a substance abuse counselor, took her daughter to the play the night before. All these women are former meth users. Buffy begins.
Everybody says that weed is the gateway drug, you know, kind of a thing. It's like,
do you think
No.
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 No. It's not even drugs. It's behaviors.
Exactly.
Behaviors are the gateway.
Exactly.
That was Michelle, who says liquor, always present, begins the pattern. When I asked for their drug history, Hannah started off.
I was addicted with putting stuff up my nose, really, from when I was like 14. I really used meth between the time I was like 17 to 19. There's always a thing that happens in each person's life that really triggers them to go for that pipe, even though they know better. You know it's not good, but then there's that thing that really hits you as a person that you just feel like you cannot handle, so you use.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
I went to alcohol because I started being physically abused, and I hid that. I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember your first meth experience?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are amazing.
You always
so
remember
impressive.
The first. It's like the first time you have sex.
Yeah, that's true.
You tried to forget it.
Yeah.
No, really, was it so great?
I took that first hit. It was like, whoa, that was cool. Let's do that again. With meth, I don't know. For me, it felt like this rush of energy where like you could just go on for days and days and days, mm-hmm. you know. But I didn't use all the time. Once every 2 weeks, maybe. I did a lot of other drugs, but eventually it always came back to the meth. That was definitely one I could rely on, you know.
Was it as great when you would go back every time?
Honestly, yes. At first.
At first, yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah. At first it was.
Is it a problem if it's like once a week? Is that a problem?
You know, honestly, yeah. Can be.
How is that a problem?
I mean, I realized this is something that I shouldn't be doing, but I didn't really care at the same time because I enjoyed the feeling. Once I graduated, unfortunately, I had met a man. Somebody. I said unfortunately. I met
we
somebody.
Know that one.
Yeah. He had no place to live, so I invited him to come home, and my mom took one look at him, and he's like, no. So I moved out with him. And we were living on the streets.
Lunny Park.
And we would smoke in our van, you know, and at first it was great, and then it got violent. We would, you know, have yelling matches, I mean, across the park, just yelling at each other. Yes, you know, and eventually it became physical. He'd hit me, I'd hit him back. He'd slam me against the wall, I'd slam him in the ground, you know. It got to the point where I couldn't even recognize myself in the mirror anymore. Then it got even worse. You know, the physical fights became really, really bad. One day I woke up and I said, I had enough. I'm done. So my boyfriend and I were having this argument at my family's house. I remember going into the kitchen, grabbing a knife, and going upstairs to my room. And I closed myself in my closet, just thinking that I'm done. I cannot do this anymore. I cannot be this person that I am. I don't want to feel this way anymore. Well, they locked me up in 24-hour suicide watch at Kahimuhalo. I was in there and just thinking about, you used to be somebody before and now you're nothing. So you either try and fight this or you're going to die. So after 24 hours was up, my grandma was there. And she just hugged me. She hugged me and she said, I'm here for you. And so she took me home. And my boyfriend and I broke up. And my grandma helped me through it. She knew it was hard for me. And, you know, she said, all I want to do is just be there for you. I just I just want to take care of you, you know, because I was her only grandchild. So, you know, so it was because of my grandmother. I struggled a little bit, you know, I would be okay and then I'd relapse again and then I'd be okay and then I'd relapse again. And it took a couple tries, but I've been clean sober now. Well, I still drink, but I've been clean for about 6-7 years now. I lost my grandmother in 2014. So yeah, but without her and without the love and support of my family, I wouldn't be here right now.
Buffy, Lelea e Kahalepuna Wong, Michelle Navarro Ishiki, and playwright Hana E.E. Epstein have been there. And they agree their bonds with family brought them back. That's one thing we still have in Hawaii, and we'll see how strong those bonds are in our next installment. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.